When Russ Collins looks at Snitz Creek in Lebanon County, he sees a lot of potential to make it better for people who use it and the trout he likes to fish. But the chance to work on one section of the creek has been just out of his reach. For the last few years, he's watched, inwardly fuming, as Sunoco fouled the same part of the creek, spilling drilling mud from a pipeline project again and again. State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt looks at how Collins is itching for the chance to resurrect the project.
This is a prime spot. A lot of people come here from all over the state just to fish.
Russ Collins leans over the railing of a footbridge in Quiddy Creek Nature Park in Annville, just downstream from Snitz Creek. Whenever the longtime fly fisherman looks at streams in this watershed, the wheels in his head are turning about how to protect them from pollution and help them run faster to flush out sediment.
We have a saying that everybody lives downstream from somebody else, and it's important to take care of the water in your own footprint so that the next person down doesn't have to deal with the pollution issues.
He spent his retirement working with a local chapter of Trout Unlimited on restoration projects and meeting with landowners to convince them to let the work happen. But one project has been almost taunting him. It involves a stretch of Snitz Creek in West Cornwall Township where Sunoco needed to cross with its Mariner East pipeline. Ultimately, the state would fine Sunoco nearly $1.5 million for environmental incidents that include 16 violations in Lebanon County. But before any of that happened, Collins was trying to get landowners along that stretch of the Snitz on board with a restoration project.
We had all the property owners agreeing, with the exception of one.
He couldn't get the homeowner whose land includes Sunoco's right-of-way. He's not sure why. Then the company started drilling.
And I started getting calls from them saying, you know, there's this orange stuff coming down the creek. What is it? Well, I went out to investigate.
One of those calling was Clay Collins, no relation to Russ.
Friends that found each other with a common cause.
Clay Collins' backyard slopes down to meet the creek. It's like a sanctuary for him. He loves the wildlife that runs through, deer, foxes, birds.
Well, yeah, I spend a lot of time down here. I have a favorite bench there that I sit on and watch the creek from time to time. And I would notice it would be cloudy.
He saw it happen about a dozen times over the few years Sunoco was working.
Not that it's my creek, but I feel some responsibility that I didn't want this thing wrong happen to it.
When he noticed the spills, Clay would run down to the crew working to tell them. Some are responsive, but others.
I had a few guys who, you know, didn't want you to come on there right away, and I think they threatened you once with the police.
Remember? Yeah, they said, we're going to call the sheriff. Call the sheriff, and I said, okay, well, let's talk to him. And he said, take your pictures and get off.
Russ had wanted to help the creek, but he had to stand by while crews made mistake after mistake. All he could do was take pictures. His photos show long plastic tubes used to divert the water while Sunoco drilled underneath the creek bed, and of crews trying to sop up bright orange bentonite clay. Bentonite is a non-toxic material used to lubricate drilling machines. In large amounts, it could kill small aquatic life that larger fish eat.
When the fish are breeding, if that coating is on the creek itself, it's covering up the spots where they build their pebble beds to do the breeding that they do, or the egg laying, if you will.
Sunoco's problems at Snitz Creek weren't unique. A grand jury this year detailed spills, sinkholes, and drinking water contamination in 11 counties during the 4 years of construction along the statewide route. Attorney General Josh Shapiro has charged parent company Energy Transfer with 48 counts of environmental crimes. Russ Collins is one of the few who watched it play out in real time.
You don't want me to say how I thought. No, I was rather upset that they weren't able to fulfill their duty, if you will.
Mariner East construction is finished in Lebanon County. The bentonite clay has washed away. There were no fish kills. It's unclear if there will be any long-term impacts to Snitz Creek. Sunoco has been cooperative with Trout Unlimited as it works on other streams. Collins wants to get back to Snitz Creek.
That was our prime spot to get something done on the Snitz Creek. That was our number one project.
Now when he looks at the creek, he gets a faraway look in his eyes. He lost his first chance here. He doesn't know when or if he'll get another. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.